ārāṅ tu chāmbā chāyā chāyādi rētān tīne chāṅ nā chāmbā nyācā chāyādi nā ngō kāna shīyā lāmbā nā chī kāsā lū, lū tāṅ, chōvā tāṅ, sēm tāṅ chū nā shī lā mī chē, tīne shī pō kāṅ rū chī lā mī chē rāṅ tāṅ chī tī tīyān tū tāṅ rāṅ kī cīngi tāṅ chī cīngi nī nī kī hō nē Tāsī chīnē, jīnē gōmbī kī jāmbā tāng shērāp gārūngī tūpī lāṃshū kī jāmbā āsā tīnī chīlā ngā tsui jāmbā nyā shāsā tī ngā tūs chīnē ngā sūyā chī, ngā sūyā chī. Tā tīnī kī jāmbā nyā shā tī kī tā tīnī kī gōmbī tū yū tī lā kārī yorā sī nē lū tāng sēm tāng kā tsōvā tāng sēm tāng chū shī bō tī shā kī wā rē chī ān mī bā tī lū sūyā sēm chū shī tī rē sēn ngā tūs chī ān tī kī sī ngā tū tā lū mīpa lūgī tēntō, ānē rāngjī cīngī nīgī tāniā kōm nādē ngā tō kēsīng tīkār shī sāsī rāvā.
Good morning. So we've been looking for a few weeks now at the presentation on the four close placements of mindfulness. The entity, the meaning of a close placement of mindfulness is presented in our text. We've yet to come to it, but we can talk about it again. And that's the entity on page 6, outline D. So the entity of a close placement of mindfulness is an exalted wisdom engaged in practicing a path included in mindfulness and wisdom, having investigated the general or specific characteristics of any of the four body, feelings, mind, and phenomena. In looking at this practice then of the four close placements, we started in the first outline to look at the four observed objects, those being firstly body and then feelings, thereafter mind and phenomena. And now we've come to the second outline, the way to perform this meditation. And here we've looked at that there are a couple of divisions, the shared and or the common and the uncommon, and we've been looking at the first of that division, the common way to meditate on the four close placements, and we did so last time looking at the common way to meditate on the close placement of mindfulness onto the observed object of the body, and we saw that one does this first through meditating on the specific characteristic of the body, and thereafter on the four general characteristics of the body.
ແລະແຈມປະຕິນຊິເລຈໍກໍມຍາດີອັນນະດຸງຫາວຄົມຊິເຊລະວ່າດາຕົງວ່າຊິດີຕາຊິຮ້ອງຈິງຈິບຕົງວ່າຊິດີສູດີກິດັນແຈງກາລາມາເດບາຣາວາຍາເລມິດູສູດັນກິດແຈງແລະເດນິເກບາເລຊາຈັນນະກິດຈິກິຈິບາເລຊາດາກໍມິຕາວາຊິກິດຈິຈິໂຕດູກິດຈິກິຈິມິຈິເບຕາວາຍາເລມິດູເຊຍາດາຈັນນະເນກໍອັນສູດີພຸງບໍດາຍາລາ 那这恰些蒙古族的对你主角，我们的恰些了嘛，对吧？嗯，几部啊里面的，就像今年人家苏迪、彭博呢，告诉我的，啊，大学生活经验主角东华的下是没的，你这把去困难的，几层呢？大学生活经验主角东华是接不起上去，那大没办法了，因为刚才刚才让有这边是主角大没办法上的，我的，哎，刚才在的那，就像建高那么让我们的主角刚才的。
And to briefly recap what we looked at in the how to meditate on the close placement of mindfulness onto the observed object of the body. As with all four observed objects, one starts with, firstly, with a specific characteristic. We saw at the top of page 4 that the specific characteristic of the body is the entity of elements and composites of the elements. So what that means is that the body is comprised of the elements of earth, water, fire, and wind. And from this, the composites that arise, what has arisen from the elements, namely form, sound, smell, and touch, or objects of form, sound, smell, and touch. So here one investigates to see that this is in fact the entity of the body. Thereafter, one meditates on the four general characteristics of the body, starting with impermanence. Here one meditates that the body is indeed impermanent in that it changes momentarily, that the body is not permanent but changes momentarily, and we engage in this meditation and all these meditations with wisdom as well as mindfulness, with both of these mental factors. Thereafter, having investigated the general characteristic of impermanence, one investigates that of suffering, seeing that the body, the observed objects of the body, comes about in dependence on causes. And what are those causes? Contaminated karma accumulated by our own afflicted minds. And therefore, because the causes are contaminated karma, this body was achieved without, or attained without, any freedom. We didn't have direct choice over that we will take this particular body. So therefore, this physical aggregate is in the nature of suffering. It's not that it is suffering, it's in the nature of suffering because of its causes. Its causes are in the nature of suffering because they contaminate the karma that led to the propulsion without freedom of this body. That karma is contaminated because it came from afflicted minds, which have at their root the ignorance, So that's how we meditate on the second general characteristic of suffering, and the third of empty. So in a previous translation of the book, I called it emptiness. It more correctly here is empty. So what does the general characteristic of empty refer to? That the observed object of the body, or the form aggregate, is empty of being permanent, unitary, and independent. And here we looked at last time what the meaning of this is. The body is empty of being permanent because it changes momentarily. It is actually impermanent. Secondly, it is empty of being unitary or single because it is dependent on many parts. And for example, the limbs and other parts of the form aggregate, parts of the body. Thirdly, the body is also empty of being independent. It's why is it empty of being independent? Because it is dependent on causes and conditions. So in this way, we meditate on the third general characteristic of empty. Fourthly, the fourth characteristic of selflessness. So the person is selfless because it is not independent, but rather dependent on the aggregate. So therefore, the person is also selfless.
Tama Tamanyaja Komia, Dine Kombiki, Jebacha Komi Lamdela, Nitamanyaja Lago, Restinik, Jebacha Kombegi, Tabata Shirip, and the Dedan Sunday Niki, Sunday Nukor, Senda Simju Chasanle, and the Tamanyaja Lago, Reshir, the Lamres. That is that an answer in him, and an answer Komia de Tamanyaja, Tangans le Tamanyaja, Nyaja Kimena, Tamanyaja, Jenisman, a command, me but a number. Tibet,就会上当就购买药了哇，就那这么一些购买药了哇。今年子，俺这个购买呢，但是当不说是绿的了，上当说是绿的的，肯定是主要的，特别上当的，但说是绿的呢，这个，呃，社区面上些的，提出来些，组织出来些西，那今年个主题吧，是啥？上别个上当，今年上当的说是绿的了呢，这个。 ね、なぜ、ね、なぜ、ようやだ、てね、ようどは、せんべいげ、さんだ。でね、そうする、りゅうでだ、たばてんぼけてな、ねやしりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりりり ᱛᱟᱢᱟᱞ ᱫᱤᱱ ᱥᱮᱨᱣᱟ
So again, I just emphasize here that the correct translation of this third general characteristic is empty rather than emptiness, because it refers to the in this case the body, the form aggregate being empty of being permanent, unitary, and independent. So close placement of mindfulness is a meditation engaged in by bodhisattvas, those who have entered into the paths of bodhisattvas. And they are—they have generated, of course, a path of bodhicitta in their continuum, and therefore they are engaging in this meditation for the sake of all sentient beings. So for ourselves then, whilst we are not bodhisattvas, and therefore we will not engage in an actual close placement of mindfulness, we certainly can and should engage in a similitude. So in accordance with our own current capacity, we too engage in the meditation in the same way that the bodhisattvas do. Starting with the observed objects of the body, we investigate its specific characteristics, seeing that the body is comprised of the four elements, as well as the four composites of the elements. And we recognize that when those elements are out of harmony or out of sync, then we become ill. So we could approach it from the perspective of when the various constituents of the body aren't in harmony, that is when we are sick. So here we can recognize that the body is comprised of these elements. Thereafter, we meditate on the general characteristics of the body. First, its impermanence. And we approach this first from the perspective of coarse impermanence, seeing how our body has changed so over this lifetime, from the point of conception and growth within the womb, how much the body developed there. Then there was birth, physical birth, and then there's been so much development from when we were infants to toddlers to children to young adults and now to our current age. So we see this coarse impermanence. Then we will need to reflect on the momentary change, that there is no stability, that phenomena such as our body are in a constant state of flux, dependent on causes and conditions. Thereafter, we come to the second general characteristic of suffering, or in the nature of suffering. So this then, here we look at the causes that have led to this body. And the causes are contaminated karma and afflictions. And therefore, because the The causes of this body are contaminated karma and afflictions. This body was attained without any freedom, any control, completely dependent on our propelling karma that was accumulated due to our own afflictions. And therefore, this body is in the nature of suffering. Then that concludes the review of what we've looked at thus far. Now we'll come to look at the second of the four observed objects and the way to perform this meditation in relation to the observed object of feelings. Between you hearing this teaching and the previous one, if you've been engaging in the meditation and have some familiarity with the meditation thus far, then now it will be an easy bridge to come to the next observed object, because the way to perform this meditation on the second of the four observed objects, that of feelings, is the same as what we've covered thus far. With mindfulness, one holds observed object or feelings and investigates it, the specific characteristic of feelings, with wisdom. Thereafter, one holds observed object or feelings with mindfulness and with the mental factor of wisdom, one investigates the four general characteristics, but in relation here to feelings. So the process is the same as we have covered previously. The second part of the meditation on the observed objects of feelings is on the general characteristics of feelings. And these are the same four general characteristics as for the observed object of the body. Hence, they are classified as general characteristics, because these characteristics are held in by all four observed objects. Hence, they're general. However, where one starts the meditation is with the specific characteristic. And this characteristic is called specific because there's one that is specific. This is a characteristic that is specific to each of the observed objects individually, so they are not shared. So this is where, as previously, the meditation starts. It's with the specific characteristic. And the specific characteristic with respect to feeling, as we see near the top of page 4, is the entity of experience. So the meaning of feeling is experience. And that is the entity of feeling and is the specific characteristic of feeling.
And ジネチチラツワレグドツワジネジドワセンベツワデハゴゴロワジネデニザツユゴゴディハゴゴロワジネザツワシェデランゲモールランギチニシェデランギチニジデランギモールツユゴロモールカネシェシャスメチェバチェデラナナドランゲチニレチェバチェバレグロワデネチェバチェデネガサムジレチェバチェデカラハゴルスツワシェディチニョウイギルディラアネヤネデワヤネドンガヤネタニョムジネディドテ
The reason for each of the observed objects, one starts with the specific characteristic before the general characteristics, is because the specific characteristic identifies the entity or the actual, the deep meaning of the observed object. So without knowing the entity of the observed object, one's meditation on that object will be, the effectiveness of that meditation will be severely impeded. In other words, we need to understand well what we are meditating on. And the purpose of meditating on the specific characteristic of the observed object is so that one can come to understand that object well before approaching it through the four general characteristics. So therefore, with each of the observed objects, one starts with a specific characteristic, coming to understand the object well. And we see here that the entity of our feelings is experience. And the experience would be through the three types of feelings of happiness, suffering, or neutral feelings.
Then it's so said, you then, Nyovi, Devata Tunga, Nanum Nyovi, Mochi, Nyovi, Chiluchilla, then so I said, Sigurip. Then it so said, you, Devata Tunga, Nanum Gaia, Nyovi, Luchilla, so I Sigur, watch it, and what said.
There are three types of feelings, those of pleasant or happiness, those of unpleasant or suffering, and then neutral. Feelings then can be divided actually in different ways. So you can have pleasant, unpleasant, and neutral. And so just here in terms of translation, pleasant is often translated as happiness, and unpleasant is often translated as suffering and neutral. A second way to translate to divide feelings is into not into three but into two, those of mental feelings and physical feelings. A third way to divide feelings is into external feelings, internal feelings, and both external and internal feelings. So that's another threefold division into external feelings, internal feelings, and both external and internal feelings.
Zada nangi sowa la yondu nangi yukising hazo nangi su tela ane chi su da nangi su da china ni gi su xin su sum ti so jianze din na xin da nangi su wong bo la mi ni cuo nyu yu cuo di ge da nangi cuo la gu le da chi cuo la de chi su so la so ba xin na zi xin da de ni gi chu da me zha da 这老说法来明年你会有错话的了气错话是可是鱼的可能气鱼的素云的带来明年你会有错话的气错话来的那其他你给错话来的还是可是其他你给绿色就是说所以给往天口话的给其他你给绿的米线你给绿的给其他你给绿的吧往这说来明年你会有错话的了那其他你给错话的明多多些的开发起过来
Wangbo,
chikoro kalkasene yudi nangi sukle min tyaje khasing anzo nangi su chi su chinani su se sherwa chin nangi su la min chowe nyo yu chowa de nangi chowa se chi su la min nyo yu chowa de la chi chowa se da chinani gi su la min nyo yu chowa de la chinani gi chowa se odu chen ne cheba cheba le sha
the second of the threefold divisions of feelings, that into internal feelings, external feelings, and inner and outer feelings. You may recognize the terminology fitting closely or identically with the threefold division of the observed object of the body that we looked at in our second session. So if you look at page 1 at the bottom there, where we have the threefold division of the observed object of the body, that matches to the feelings that will arise in relation to each of those respective objects. So you have the observed object of the outer body, and in relation to that will arises a feeling in relation to an external. Yeah. Then the observed object of the inner body leads to a feeling relating to an internal feeling. And the third division of the observed object of the body that is both outer and inner, and there one gives rise to a feeling that is both inner and outer. So here there is an exact tie-up between the observed object of the body for each of those three divisions and the resulting a feeling that arises. So this then relates to that second type of threefold division of feelings.
Dinigi tsawala sum yewa che dida de jambanye di jambanye che shi shi bi kapsu ane andi kapsu ane tada zue da ngombo gundi na le ya an tsawala yewa sum dine chigore.제 and lobi yin ji chowa la sum che di nang ge chowa chi chowa chi na ni ge chowa se di zhe na la du song yo de je da zhan ban ye ji xi xi bi ge song wen bo gun du na la pa pa tong me ki an chowa de la nang ge chowa chi chowa nang ge chowa se de ni ge de sum de su yo di 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 ge shun ga wa song yo le se ne wen bo zhe da lobi yin yi wen bo zhe na la zhan ban ye xi xi bi ge la song yo de se pa pa tong me ki wen bo gun du ge song
在曼尼日西西别告诉宋友的，从我这曼尼西别告诉，就宋友的这。In the two Abhidhamma texts that the four close placements of mindfulness has as its source material, for both of them, when they discuss the observed object of feelings, they're dividing it in the way of inner feelings, outer feelings, and both inner and outer feelings. So this refers to Asanga's compendium of knowledge, as well as Vasubandhu's treasury of knowledge. So these two Abhidhamma texts, they divide feelings into these three, internal, external, and both inner and outer, or internal and external. And that is in our context of the close placement of mindfulness, then the feelings is divided in this way. Usually this isn't the way that feelings are divided. Usually feelings are not divided into this threefold division.
Namun
the way feelings are usually divided are either into those that arise from independence on the mental sense power or the sense powers. That's one common way that feelings are divided. The second common way is into feelings of happiness, feelings of suffering, and neutral feelings. Further way that feelings are sometimes divided is into five, with five being mental happiness, physical suffering, and neutral feelings. And that fivefold division to how it was just expressed is the terminology that's used to make it a little fuller so that it's clearer. We can present those five as the following: mental happiness, physical happiness, mental suffering, and physical suffering feelings. Sorry, I'm missing out the word feelings. Okay, again, mental happiness feelings, physical happiness feelings, mental suffering feelings, physical suffering feelings, and neutral feelings. So that would be the five. And what differentiates them is if the type of consciousness that they arise from. So if they come from the feeling arises from a mental consciousness, it would be a feeling of mental happiness or mental suffering. If it arose from a physical sense consciousness, then it would. If it arose from a sense consciousness, then it could be a physical happiness or physical suffering, and then lastly, neutral feelings. What we're seeing in these different divisions are just different ways to come to understand well what is meant by feelings. So, especially now in what we've just mentioned, in the fivefold division, that correlates, is a more detailed division of what is presented in the two threefold divisions, for example, in two of the threefold divisions. For example, we can divide feelings into those arising from mental consciousness and sense consciousnesses. So that's two. Or you can have physical feelings, happy feelings, suffering feelings, and neutral feelings. So that's into three. But within each of those, happy and suffering feelings would contain both those that arise from sense consciousnesses and mental consciousnesses. And if you were then to flesh that out, you take that threefold division and make it into a fivefold, taking the feelings of happiness and dividing it up into whether they are mental feelings of happiness or physical feelings of happiness. and likewise for suffering. So in this way, one can divide, or come to understand feelings in greater clarity through dividing it in these differing ways. In terms of neutral feelings, or often translated as equanimity feelings, then these aren't divided in any different way. This is always just left as one division on its own. But in terms of suffering feelings and happiness feelings, then these can be divided into two each, in direct relation to whether they come from sense consciousness or mental consciousnesses, or one can just talk about feelings in terms of whether they come from sense or mental consciousnesses. So these are different ways to divide feelings to try and gain a clearer understanding of feelings. When we look at consciousness, there are of course many different types of consciousness. So here we're talking specifically about that of feeling. So feeling arises in the very entity of experience, the experience of happiness, the experience of suffering, a neutral experience. So the very essence or entity of this consciousness feeling is either happiness or suffering or a neutral feeling, one of those three. So the very entity of this consciousness is this experience of happiness or the experience of suffering or a neutral experience. Every consciousness has its observed object. Consciousness always has an object. And that consciousness, it always is accompanied with five omnipresent mental factors, of which feeling is one. And all these five omnipresent mental factors always accompany consciousness. And they all serve a particular function. So the omnipresent mental factors are feeling, discrimination, intention, mental engagement, and contact. And they all have their own specific functions. The function of discrimination will be if the object is seen to be pleasant or unpleasant, but it's feeling that experiences the object in the sense of experiencing pleasure or experiencing displeasure with relation to the object. So, for example, if a flower is the observed object, or perhaps someone is seeing a flower, then the function of the consciousness of feeling is to experience of pleasantness or unpleasantness in relation to the object. It doesn't do, for example, the labeling or draw the mind to the object, but its entity is the experience of the object in the sense of experiencing pleasure or experiencing displeasure.
If we're seeing the flower, we have our consciousness with all these mental factors. And here, the mental factors play a variety of roles. So this flower, we may be thinking about it, thinking, oh, it's for example, the color is white, its size is small, oh, and it's so beautiful. So these are a variety of thoughts. And with all these thoughts, there's a feeling. Let's say it's a great pleasure in this object has arisen in the mind. A pleasure in relation to the object has arisen in the mind. And that is feeling. That is the experience of pleasure. So that is feeling. So if we're feeling joy or delight or pleasure in relation to this object, that is the role of feeling. So that is then the entity, the essence of feeling. So when we investigate and we see that whatever object we have, our consciousness has, there's a feeling associated with that, and that is a feeling of pleasure, displeasure, or neutral. Here we can now come to understand the role that, or recognize the role that feeling plays with each consciousness. So hopefully then it's clear the meaning of the specific characteristic of feeling is that the entity of feeling is experience. And through investigation, one will come to gain familiarity with this, and the clear understanding of this. Thereafter, having reflected on the specific characteristic of the observed object of feeling, one moves, just like previously, to the general characteristics, starting with the first, of impermanence. Impermanence, then, we see that feeling, the mental factor or the consciousness of feeling, it arises in dependence on causes and conditions. So there needs to be an object to be observed by consciousness, and that leads to the arisal of feeling. And then we can, with that feeling, then we notice it arises from causes, which means it's dependent, and coming into effect in dependency on causes means it is impermanent. And if it's impermanent, it doesn't last. It doesn't last. And here we can see on a coarse level that in a short while, a number of feelings arise within us. Some seem to last longer, seem to dominate. Others are very fleeting. So this we can observe. And then we go a little deeper, and we can go deeper both into the causes to see why from a specific observed object, a specific feeling arose. Go deeper into the causes. Similarly, we go deeper into the impermanence. It's easy to recognize that feelings come and go, that they're fleeting. But we need to go a little deeper to see that they change momentarily. So those that pass quickly, we can appreciate that they change easily. But even those that with a particular mood seems to dominate us for a long time, for some hours perhaps, we need to investigate and see that feeling too changes momentarily. It is not at all stable. It is not at all reliable. So this here is how we start to meditate on the first general characteristic of impermanence, and the technique as well as the sequence is the same as what we covered before with the observed object of the body.
Chadiyore. ん、でらみね、ちょわてるけど、みばでゆり、れだにもしゃわちんのきびれゆちち。だからんちょわほろんにれんぎけわんがままちゅうで、んでやんやめぎ、ちょわんてぎばちゃしゃしびててぶせんじゅわんばちゃ。ちなでねぎちょわけやでやんやまかるけどす、だせまりびくにゃらんじゃ。んでけぎ、んちょわきぎばんざ、だんちょわてや、だちげ。こ、んどくてんし、どんがけらんしんちゃでさじ。じゃばちゃでてんちごろわ。 소화세팅아주 되니기 다 풍부기 소화인다 풍부 매매는 지난 소화기 시월에 당한 주기를 소화기에도 이시의 소화기에 풍부해져야 돼 기에도 가지 아주 귀교 소화 뒤도 깨서 유디 가르스는 사칭 유리미고를 미바대 레다 녀모 원치풍 최실의 미내기고를 이제 다 고런기 년령의 규도 제바제 대형 안 규가를 때는 기고를 산 탐에서 다신 마리바텔레 때는 기고를 되니 인자 아주기 다들 기회 소화디 그 동안 일하신 시리에 동안 일하신 다 변해 초 동안 동안이나 동안 하지 원해 이제 다 유의 동안 다 잡아 두지기 소화 따님이나 잡아 두지 동안 지난 되니게 동안 되게 동안 일하시리 임베스 그런 거 미유디 류다 레다 녀모 어저 사시기 취해 그런 거 규디야 안 세위야디도 다시 말이 바바샤라 되는 줄이 말 다시 말이 발레 되는 기대비게 되는 게 취해 지난 되니 인상고
And look, as previously, one starts with the observed object, first to investigate its specific characteristic, thereafter moving to the general characteristics, starting with impermanence. And now we come to look at the second general characteristic, that of suffering. These feelings that we've already reflected on and seen that they're impermanent, and they're impermanent because they come about in dependence on causes and conditions, and therefore they change and they change momentarily. Now we go a little deeper with this and we go to the second general characteristic, that of suffering. So suffering, you remember the term is suffering, but it means in the nature of suffering, which immediately indicates to us that we're investigating here the causes. So the process of this investigation we're going to embark on now is the same as we did with the previous observed object. We investigate the deeper causes behind our feelings and thereby see why they are in the nature of suffering. So feelings we understand in differing ways. We understand them as the mental factor of feelings. We understand them as the aggregate of feelings. What here they come down though to the same thing, this aggregate of feeling or this mental factor of feeling, whether it's pleasant or unpleasant, mental or sense or neutral, doesn't matter. It's come about in dependence on causes, and those causes were not accumulated with freedom. They were accumulated under the control of something, under the control of afflictions. Therefore, the result of those causes, when they ripened, we didn't have control over them. They ripened under the propulsion of propelling karma, leading to these aggregates. For example, here, the feeling aggregates. This is
And so here we see that these feelings that we have, that have come from causes, those causes are contaminated karma. And the reason that that karma is contaminated and not pure is because it was accumulated, mixed with afflictions, in particular the ignorance of self-grasping. And therefore, because this result now of feelings is appropriated, is an appropriated aggregate, is because it has come from contaminated karma, and that karma is contaminated because it came from the afflictions. So there's this continuity. And this is the same continuity with the previous observed object of the body, or the physical aggregate. Here it's the same with the mental factor, or the consciousness or feeling, or to express it differently, the mental, the aggregate of feeling. So here, just like previously, we see that this feeling, aggregate of feeling, is appropriated. It is in the nature of suffering because it's come from a cause of the ignorance of self-grasping. And therefore, being in the nature of suffering, it is the basis upon which we will experience, so that's the entity of feeling, it's the basis upon which you'll experience suffering. Suffering of physical and mental pain. Suffering of transient happiness. And why? Because it's in the nature of suffering, which is the third type of suffering, all pervasive suffering. So here we see, so this is how we reflect on the general characteristic of suffering in relation to feelings. Seeing how feelings are in the nature of suffering because they are appropriated, meaning that they were, that they are a result that has come about in dependence on a cause being contaminated karma, and that karma is contaminated because it came from a cause itself, namely afflicted minds, particularly the ignorance of self-grasping. Thereby, we have this contaminated feelings, or these feelings which are appropriated, and therefore in the nature of suffering. So this is how one meditates on the second general characteristic of suffering. As before, then one moves to the third general characteristic, that of empty of permanent, of empty of being, permanent, unitary, and independent. So feelings are empty of being permanent because they are impermanent. Why are they impermanent? Because they change momentarily. So therefore, feelings are empty of being permanent. They are not stable. They are not stable and lasting. They are impermanent, subject to momentary change due to a wide variety of causes and conditions. And therefore, feelings are also not independent, but dependent. Dependent on causes and conditions. So therefore, feelings are not independent, but come about independent on a wide variety of causes and conditions. Thirdly, feelings are empty of being unitary, or empty of being single. And this is because They are not single, they're not unitary, because they are dependent on parts. They're dependent on a wide number of parts. They need a basis, they're moments of time, they come about from past, moments of time from past life to this life, etc. So feelings are also not unitary because they are dependent on parts. So here in the third general characteristic, we reflect that feelings are empty of being permanent, of being unitary and independent. The two approaches that we take here, this reflection on the general characteristic of empty, that is the first, reflecting that feelings themselves are empty of being permanent because they are impermanent, they change momentarily. They're empty of being unitary because they are dependent on parts, and they're empty of being independent because they are dependent on a wide variety of causes and conditions. And the second way to approach this meditation is that the person is also empty of being permanent, unitary, and independent for the same three reasons. So the person is also empty of being permanent because the person is impermanent. The person is empty of being unitary because the person is dependent on parts. And the person is empty of being independent because the person is dependent on causes and conditions. Therefore, the person being empty of being permanent, unitary, and independent is not able to utilize feelings that are permanent, unitary, and independent. Because if the person is not in such a way, nor too would their feelings. Then we move to the fourth of the general characteristics, and that is selflessness. This then relates to the subtle selflessness of the person lacking a self-sufficient substantial existence. Here one reflects that the person is not self-sufficient substantially existent, in the same way as we've looked at previously, and therefore cannot utilize feelings that are self-sufficient, substantially existent either.
Chasang gyu yong chabi chi yong yu tunde tumo tunde kishi wo re, ta koron janshi sambo ngone ki janshi sambo koron ngone gom na di, di yang gom go re, di gan lo tso kar gom go san tong ba ni gom go re, tong ba ni, de kar so re na bine kasan su ki te na ra, ta so vi te ri na ra, ji chi ni, ta ma nda me ba se di, tenpo chubi tong pe tong ba ni gom go re, janshi sambo nam ki, ta ten gan to she di chi dang ne, chasang gyu yong chabi chi yong yu tunde tumo tunde kishi wo re, ta koron janshi sambo ngone ki janshi sambo koron ngone gom na di, di yang gom go re, di gan lo tso kar gom go san tong ba ni gom go re, tenpo chubi ba che tam ka so re, tso wa di ki tenpo. Yudan
That then was the fourth general characteristic of selflessness. But just for a moment to go back to the third, that of empty. The reason then it should be translated as empty is because we're looking at a general presentation. General in the sense that it's applicable to all practitioners, no matter their aspiration, whether it's for Buddhahood or individual liberation. As well as this explanation is in accordance with the two Abhidhamma texts by Asanga and Vasubandhu. So therefore, one approaches the meditation of the third point of empty in the way that has been presented, with feelings and thereafter the self being empty of being permanent, unitary and independent. Bodhisattva will approach this meditation in an additional way, because a bodhisattva is reflecting on emptiness. A bodhisattva will reflect that feelings are empty of existing inherently, that the person is empty of existing inherently, that no phenomenon exists in the way that it appears. Feelings do not exist in the way they appear. The person doesn't exist in the way they appear. But feelings and the person are merely imputed by mind. They are dependent on imputation by mind. They therefore do not exist in the way that they appear as inherently existent, but are dependent on imputation. They are not independent of imputation. So this is an additional way that bodhisattvas all will meditate on the observed object. So I'm mentioning this because, so in our English, we're looking at page 3. We see here that we, in the outline under point 1, the shared or common way to meditate on four close placements of mindfulness. Shared or common refers to whether the practitioner is of a hero lineage, solitary realizer lineage, so in other words, a Tibetan practitioner, or of the bodhisattva lineage, a Mahayanist. So this is the way that the meditation that is common to all three types of practitioners, or both Tibetans and Mahayanists. It's common, it's shared to them. Therefore, they meditate on the general characteristics, where the third is expressed as being empty of permanent, unitary and independence. Across on the page, where we have the point number 2, we see that this is the unique or uncommon way to meditate. And it's uncommon in that the
to Vardhan practitioners, the heroes and solitary realizers, meditate here in their own way, and the Bodhisattva in a separate way. So, an additional way, rather. So the Bodhisattva approaches the general characteristic of empty, briefly meditating on the observed object of the body or feelings, as well as the person, as being empty of being permanent, unitary, and independent, and then primarily will meditate on the observed object of the body or feelings, as well as the person being empty of inherent existence, in other words, emptiness. So the Bodhisattva will primarily meditate on emptiness, but prior to that, briefly, on being empty of permanency, unitary, and independence, primarily will meditate on the emptiness of inherent existence.
And then, Dinigi Sowale Jeba Jindu, Gunju Dimbala Jeba Jiba Char, Jesa Gunju Dimbin is Hawar, Kowale Ki, Dungaki, Yuaya, Yu, Dinishi, Uduas, and Gunju Dimbin is Hawkuris, Sanga Dimbashi, some Tabaina, Dimbashi, Gunju Dimbigi, Sowala, Mina Jamanisha, Gomne, then some Dandu, and then one to you. Kunju dimbigin, Namshala Chebachia, little quarter, and the dimajem. Tangazu give chungi, give tingi lamjiban of some tie to Jeta, Kuyu Dunga, Dininga, Dinungo, Jesa, and Dinigi, Koaliki, Jutile, Dimatan, Tabido, Dile Tarbudu, Dibangudu, Sampig, Samba, Giandu, Tabatuni, Samba Giandu, Dine, Mazuki, give chungi lamjiban, Namsha, Tabatuni, Samba, Digazo, Dibangbe, Bangba, as how good. ご丁寧に接待していただいて、ご丁寧に接待していただいて、ご丁寧に接待していただいて、ご丁寧に接待していただいて、ご丁寧に接待していただいて、ご丁寧に接待していただいて、ご丁寧に接待していただいて、ご丁寧に接待していただいて、ご丁寧に接待していただいて、ご丁寧に接待していただいて、ご丁寧に接待していただいて、ご丁寧に接待していただいて、ご丁寧に接待していただいて、ご丁寧に接待していただいて、ご丁寧に接待していただいて、ご丁寧に接待していただいて、ご丁寧に接待していただいて、ご丁寧に接待していただいて、ご丁寧に接待していただいて、ご丁寧に接待していただいて、ご丁寧に接待していただいて、ご丁寧に接待していただいて、ご丁寧に接待していただいて、ご丁寧に接待していただいて、ご丁寧に接待していただいて、ご丁寧に接待していただいて、ご丁寧に接待していただいて、ご丁寧 제바체 군주디 베니스 하고 두고 가르체
Amongst the four observed objects of mindfulness, of close placement of mindfulness, why do we even look at feelings? Why are feelings considered? Well, on a more superficial level, it's because we all want happiness. We all want to be freed from suffering and pain. And this is feelings, isn't it? Happiness, as we've seen, is a feeling. Suffering is a feeling. We experience happiness. We experience suffering. And therefore, we observe and investigate with mindfulness and wisdom feelings, the source of our feelings, how they arise, what they are, how they arise. Because there's one type we want, happiness. There's one type we don't want, suffering. But we need to then go a lot deeper than that and recognize through our investigation that it's this craving that we have for feelings of happiness, including just slight feelings of happiness, that leads us to engage in all the variety of activities that we do. So here we think about the feelings of happiness, or to call it pleasant feelings, the craving that comes about for this. And for these to experience ever more pleasure, we engage in a wide variety of activities, and we, even where we know those activities are not virtuous, we still engage in them. And we do this because of craving for happiness and thinking that this happiness or this pleasure is permanent. So this doesn't mean we necessarily consciously believe that happiness is permanent, but we grasp at it as such. Hence, our surprise at its arisal, and our surprise or disappointment at its loss. We'll express that a bit better. Our joy at the arisal of pleasure, and our disappointment at its loss. So here we see how we grasp at happiness as being permanent. Moreover, we grasp at it as being inherently existent, that this is true happiness, happiness worthy of grasping at. So in dependence on grasping for happiness, grasping at it as being permanent, inherently existent, attachment arises. And this attachment, even if it doesn't completely dominate our mind, it does pervade our mind. It often will dominate our mind, but it certainly will pervade our mind, and therefore in dependence on this, we engage in a wide variety of activities, many of which bring harm to others, whether it be killing, whether it be stealing, deceiving others, taking advantage of others, and thereby accumulate so much non-virtue, so much non-virtuous karma. So this is why we need to investigate the observed object of feelings, and this is the one type, those are pleasant or happy feelings. And this process
is the same for unpleasant feelings or suffering feelings. And we see here, we observe how we respond to suffering feelings or unpleasant feelings. For example, should an insect merely be going about its own business, flying around our head, perhaps landing on our body? And certainly if it bites us, we see how we respond to the arisal of the suffering feeling. The suffering feeling that arises just from the sound of the flying insect, just perhaps from the sight of the crawling insect. And that suffering feeling arises and we respond. We may even respond in a way to kill that insect that is common in the world. We respond in another way to push this being away from us. In this way we see how from the arisal of a mere unpleasant feeling, so much harm is brought in this world, so much harm to others, and through the karma, to ourselves too. So investigating feelings in a deeper level, we come to understand that it's due to the arisal of feelings and us grasping at pleasant, or grasping at unpleasant, wanting to push them away, that the circle of the wheel of life, the circling and cyclic existence continues to turn. The wheel of cyclic existence continues to turn through beings being propelled for craving pleasure and grasping at pushing away unpleasant feelings. And from this, so much negative karma is accumulated, or at the very least, contaminated karma is accumulated. So here we look at our ongoing suffering, our ongoing torment. This is entwined with feelings. This leads us to understand true origins. Previously, when we were reflecting on the observed object of the body, we saw how through meditating in the way described, through the first the specific characteristic and then the four general characteristics, we come to understand true sufferings. Now, through meditating on the second observed object, that of feelings, one comes to understand the second noble truth of true origins. And this is a practice that all need to engage in, whether or whichever lineage, certainly in the practices shared with those of intermediate capacity, they engage in this meditation to generate definite emergence, coming to understand the true origins of our suffering, coming to understand here the relationship between pleasant and unpleasant feelings and us being continued to remain bound in the torment of samsara. So this is why this is such an important meditation, the meditation of mindfulness and wisdom on the observed object of feelings.
你要么把看的是记录接把接，等下等那个接完吧，等那个错完了没别的，差不接的给这个民族先别给，差不买些个特别些个，别些的样子给的，我都是真的上当的，给什么结果了哇？那等那个底下的，那他接了样子的，的先先当缺了没别的，他这么一些地瓜学的。
To summarize then how we should engage in this meditation, first reflecting on the specific characteristic of feelings, then come to recognize the role that feelings play in that, come to see the presence of feelings, whether pleasurable, unpleasurable or neutral, that accompany all consciousnesses. Thereafter, engage in the meditation on the general characteristics, so just briefly, I'll summarize just a few of them. In terms of impermanence, see how feelings change momentarily. They do not last. They do not last. So therefore, their arisal shouldn't bring any joy or fear, and their dissipation should not bring any joy or disappointment. Moreover, there's nothing worth longing for in terms of feelings or grasping at them because they are in their very nature permanent. Moreover, they are in their very nature suffering because they come about in dependence on causes and conditions, and those causes are contaminated karma accumulated due to afflicted minds. They are in the nature of suffering. Therefore, they cannot bring lasting stable happiness on their own. They are not worthy of striving for. And then, moreover, their feelings also dependent on parts, not just causes. They have parts such as moments of time and so forth. And do this meditation then with both mindfulness and wisdom. Hold the observed object with mindfulness, investigate it with wisdom. Here, really look and see the role that attachment plays with feelings, seeing how attachment arises from feelings of pleasure, longing for evermore, longing for it to last. So see how even attachment arises when suffering arises, attachment to be freed of it, wanting to be freed of suffering in every way. See thereafter how further causes for suffering are accumulated. So that in brief is how to meditate on this topic. And then in our next session, we'll look at the next two observed objects, that of mind and phenomena. So thank you very much.